scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com. Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com. Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are amidst the Fort Loramie cheering section on the north side here at the Fort Loramie gym tonight. South stands are rolled back. All 800 or 900 people here tonight for this game are on the north side bleachers. And the music is piped up. Here come the Redskins onto the Fort Loramie onto the floor, fresh off a big 79-19 trouncing of Loudonville at Berlin Island this past Saturday. Fort Loramie, Chuck, in the middle of 5 games in 12 days. Another encounter coming up on Saturday against Versailles, then right back at it Monday against St. Henry, two MAC programs. I'm not sure anybody in the regular season, Chuck, can give Fort Loramie a run for its money. I think the biggest enemy for the Redskins might be complacency. You can't let down. You've got to keep improving. Even though you're winning each game big, you've got to keep advancing forward.
I think one of the things that keeps this team from being complacent is if you're complacent, there's three people behind you that are as good as you are that want to come in and play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How about that win on Saturday? Wow. Loudonville have been ranked in the top 10 in the state in girls division 3 off and on over the past 3 and 4 years. Yes, Fort Loramie was definitely the favorite headed into the contest. Who would have thought a 60 point blowout? Fort Loramie turned them over 40 times. 22 assists on 34 made baskets. That's about a two-thirds percentage. That's great teamwork, outstanding chemistry.
Well, and what that leads to is 77 shots taken by Fort Loramie to 33 for Loudonville.
Also, what was significant in that game was the fact that Fort Loramie got everybody onto the floor on a big stage, and that's going to pay dividends moving ahead.
Oh, outstanding. They're just so good. And if you have somebody that's kind of having an off night offensively, they never have an off night defensively.
Right.
And there's so many weapons that, you know, just I would hate to – you can't prepare for them.
No.
You absolutely cannot prepare for what they're going to do to you in the basketball game.
And that's exactly what the Loudonville coach, Tyler Bates, told me after the game when I saw him up at the food portion of the Berlin Highland Classic in the Country event. We were chowing down a little bit, and he said, we just couldn't get ready. We didn't know how to prepare for this Fort Loramie team with 2-3 hockey line changes happening every several minutes.
And they changed their defense. And Carla talked about it before the game, but it's something I've seen all year. Their rotation defensively is second to none.
Yep.
You come and get it, something looks like it's open across the floor, and so they throw that pass, and boom. There's the backside is there picking it off, saying, let's go shoot a layup.
Yep. No letdown whatsoever, no matter who plays, no matter who's on the floor now for the Fort Loramie Redskins, coached by the 20-year mentor, Carlos Siegel.
Well, I said this earlier, and I'll say it again. Jaden Putoff gets some time with this team, should be the best player on every other team in the league.
Oh, well put. You're right on. The opponent tonight for Fort Loramie, which is 14-0 on the year, 9-0 in the Shelby County League, is Miami East, which hasn't beaten Fort Loramie in seven seasons. Close call last year, Miami East. It went OT before Fort Loramie pulled it out. Miami East 8-7 on the year, 6-3 in the Cross County Conference. You may recognize the name Bruce Vanover, head coach of Miami East, sixth year leading this girls program, previously 4 years girls at Graham. Prior to that, 3 years coaching boys at Lehman Catholic. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, they're on with us for Fort Loramie contests only. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Well, just a few days ago, I had the opportunity to chat with head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie at a practice that was immediately following the win on Saturday against Berlin Highland. As I mentioned, a 79-19 blowout in that Classic in the Country victory over Loudonville. Yes, Fort Loramie expected to win. Everybody thought the Redskins would win by a significant margin, but 60 points, who would have thought it would have been that decisive? Redskins utilized their phenomenal passing, swift speed, lots of length, dynamite defense, long bench. Carl and I talked about the victory on Saturday, and she said it was an opportunity for the Redskins to play in their third Classic in the Country in the last 7 years and make a good team even better.
A good experience for our players to play on a neutral court, play in front of a big, huge crowd, play a team that we're unfamiliar with. They were missing their second best player, so that really changed the dynamic of the game. But I was happy with the way our girls came out and played that early in the morning. Our intensity level was great. Our defensive pressure was great. Our shots didn't fall normally like they normally do, but I thought we had some great offensive rebounding. It's led by Ava Schultes with six offensive boards.
Sure.
And so that gave us some easy putbacks. So I thought we did what we normally do. We let this pressure wear the other team out. Girls coming in off the bench did their job, and it's just it was fun for us to play there.
Okay, you forced 40 turnovers in that game, and the teamwork, the passing was unbelievable. 22
yeah.
assists on 34 hoops.
Yeah, that's one of the things I really like about this team. I mean, they're always, people are probably tired of hearing about team chemistry because we have that, but the passing is just, you know, wonderful. That is selfless. They're sprinting the floor hard on transition. They're passing the ball ahead. They're passing the ball on angles, everything that we want to do. And they're really playing together well as a team right now.
And as a result, Ava Schultes' longest shot of the morning, I think, was about 3 or 4 feet long.
yeah. Ava had a great game. I think she was 9 for 10 in the paint, and she had 10 rebounds, and she was AEP's player of the game. So that was huge for her. The team was very happy for her.
Hey, a young lady who I think is really improved is Caitlin Gasson. She's coming on like gangbusters for you.
She is. I call her General. She's General Gasson for me because she has to be in charge. You know, she's our point guard, and she has to get us into our sets and stuff. And she doesn't have like any stats to really back her up, but her presence at the point and her defensive pressure on the other team is phenomenal. And she's really developed herself. So like you said, very much improved since game one.
And Carla, the defensive job on Emily Sebo was fantastic. 5'11", 27 points a game, a senior. Held her 1 for 10 shooting. She got 10 shots, made one, didn't score till late in the third quarter. What was the secret?
Dana Rose. Dana did a good job. You know, we challenged her all week that she had to stop her, and we told her that, you know, she was averaging 20-some points a game. She's a college signee already, and we told Dana that she can take it to the hoop and score easily, and she can shoot the three, 4 feet behind the line, and I just thought Dana did a great job on her. Dana didn't let her see the light of day, and, you know, at halftime, you know, we looked at the stats, and we saw that she hadn't scored yet, and I was just like, good job, Dana, you know, but the other girls are playing her, too. I mean, Dana doesn't play the whole game, so Ava Schultes did a nice job. Kenzie Holscher, Marissa probably played her a couple rotations, Colleen Brandwee. I mean, everybody was playing her, so they all did a great job. It's just it's a good team defense, and I think they were rattled, and they couldn't find her as easily as they have in the past, and that's a testament to the girls applying pressure on the ball, the point guard. So all the Kennedy Gephardts, Caitlin Gassens, Taylor Radimans of the world, they were doing a good job on the point guard, and the post players did a good job on Sebo.
Okay, here you are two-thirds of the way through the year, and a challenging week coming up. Miami East, followed by Versailles on Saturday, then a quick hitter right back into action on Monday on the road at a good St. Henry club.
Absolutely. This is probably our biggest week, and they're playing these three games in the next 7 days. So hopefully the girls can get everything together and be prepared. The Saturday-Monday game probably has me most concerned, but I think we have a good group. Our depth is definitely going to help us. We shouldn't be too tired on Monday for that game. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun for us to play two max schools back-to-back.
Yeah, and in those two games, you will be going up against some extreme height, some good size.
Yeah. For Zales, you know, when they've got that winner girl and Stonebreaker, and there's another girl that comes off the bench that's about 5'11", long arms, good length, you know. And then, like you said, St. Henry, their lineup is 5'11", 5'11", 5'11", 5'10", and girls coming off the bench, 5'10", 5'11". So, yeah, we're definitely going to have to work on moving the ball and having good passes.
Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie, whose opponent tonight is Miami East. We've got the opening tip in several minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com. As Carla noted, the classic in the country player of the game on Saturday morning was Ava Schultes. She was our Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer, scoresbroadcast.com player of the game. 9 of 10 shooting on two-pointers, 10 rebounds in total. 6 offensive boards. Ave and I commented on the team's success at Berlin Island on Saturday morning. What was the key to it? Early morning start, foreign court, new opponent, a team with a 5'11 superstar. What was the focus? Because defensively, what a tremendous job you did on Emily Sebo. How'd you do that as a team?
Well, we had to communicate a lot on defense, and we knew where she was at all times. And we knew we had to come out with a lot of energy, especially since it was early in the morning and we could be tired, but
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, what is your diet on game day? Any special food? How healthy do you eat?
I eat a lot of fruit, protein bars, drink a lot of water, get a lot of fluids.
Hey, you made 9 baskets, I think, in 10 attempts in the win over Loudonville. Do you recall each of the young ladies on those 9 assists that you got?
No, I know. I think maybe one from each, probably.
Yeah, it might have been 9 different passes. But your shots were no more than, 4 or 5 feet long?
Yeah, they were.
That is called room service, is it not?
Yes.
Tell me what is so much fun about playing Fort Laramie basketball. The chemistry seems to be just outstanding.
Yes, the chemistry is one of the best parts. We all get along really well. I don't know. The games are fun because we come out with energy and just do what we love and play basketball.
Offense, defense, rebounding, what phase of the game do you like most?
I like defense a lot because we communicate and work on getting steals as many as we can, which can turn into layups.
Yeah, you turned over Loudonville 40 times. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Is there a pro athlete, a college athlete that you admire most? Who do you like to take after when you're playing on the basketball floor?
Well, I've always grown up watching Fort Laramie basketball, and like Darian Rose and Jess Berger were great players when they went through high school and college. So I've looked up to them.
Oh, those are great idols, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me about your size. Wow, you're up to, 5'9", 5'10"? What were you a year ago?
Last year I was 5'8".
Okay, so you've grown another inch or two. What do you attribute that to? Good genes?
Yeah. My mom has a pretty tall side on her.
Ava Scholtis noting that her mom's side of the family is the reason for Ava's growth from 5'8 to 5'10 over the last 10 or 12 months. Chuck, I thought it was interesting to note when talking with Carla Siegel about the Berlin Highland event over the weekend, she asked the girls about room assignments, how should we split them up, and they all said to her, hey, we don't care. Just draw names out of a hat. We play basketball the same way. We're all friends. We know each other. We've got eyes in the backs of our head. We can read each other's minds. Put us in any room combination you want.
Yeah, well, like I said on Saturday, I took 2 teams to over to Ashland to play the softball in the state tournament. And, boy, one of the toughest things I had to do was make sure the room assignments were right. So that's a luxury for Carla to have that situation.
Yeah. We're about to 2 or 3 minutes away from tip-off, national anthem coming up. We had the good fortune to visit with Dan Holland, the superintendent of schools here at Fort Laramie before the game, and he was still tickled about that Hoops for a Cure event held here at Fort Laramie the night of December 27th. He's also commented with us during an interview on how rewarding the first semester was for so many FHS students and student-athletes. He noted their various academic and athletic successes, and he highlighted 3 female athletes and their recent college signings.
3 young ladies, both in 3 different sports. Madison Lessing signed a letter of intent to go to UNOH in golf. Kennedy Gephardt, an outstanding athlete, signed at BGSU for track. And Andrea Rotifer is going to Trine, and she will be competing in the pole vault. Between all our fall sports, we had over 20 All-Ohio student-athletes, and also Max Hoying was Player of the Year in Division 7 in defense for football. So we've got kids that are excelling on the court, on the field, and also in the classroom with the academic All-Ohios as well.
Hey, highlight the FFA students, 9th in the nation in their endeavors.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Justin Putoff, Blake Holthouse, Austin Bullheimer, and James Keller competed in the national event for ATMS and got 9th place. And I went and watched them practice, and it was really impressive to see how they troubleshoot and just really problem solve solve skills that'll help them later in life. But what an outstanding placement for our school and those kids.
Hey, how about the high school band performing at Disney?
Yeah, I was never very musically inclined, but I wasn't able to go, but we had plenty of videos sent back, and the kids had a lot of fun. And Kyle Canapi, our band director, has done a lot to improve his program and get buy-in from the kids. And it's trips like these that I think help keep his numbers up, keep kids interested. And we got a lot of positive reports about how our kids behaved and the fun that they had there. So what a great experience for those kids.
Dan Holland, Superintendent of Schools, Fort Loramie, thanks so much. We'll see you again in the office on the basketball floor when Fort Loramie plays, and on the basketball floor when Fort Loramie's not playing and you're officiating.
Well, I appreciate that, and I just want to make sure I let everybody know how much we appreciate what you guys do for all the kids, the exposure you give them, the time that you spend to go and make sure that folks that can't make it to the games can listen to the play-by-play. And I just want to thank you for all you do for our student athletes.
Oh, and thank you, Dan Holland, Superintendent of Schools at Fort Loramie. Again, that Hoops for a Cure event on December 27th. Extremely well done. Great cause. Congratulations once more to the Fort Loramie School District. Chuck, this Miami East team has played some strong opponents, pretty tough. In fact, had a 10-point lead over Tri-Village late second quarter, early third quarter. Lost by more than 10 in the end. Also had a pretty strong performance against Versailles. So it's a team which hasn't backed down. We'll see zone tonight on defense for sure, and very physical play at both ends of the floor.
Yeah, they'll definitely play zone. I mean, I can't see them manning much. The key's going to be just like it is for everybody else. Can they get the ball down the floor? Right. How many turnovers are they going to give up for baskets at the other end?
Miami East 7 losses to Mechanicsburg, 45-27. National Trail, 54-45. West Liberty Salem, 33-23. Versailles, 48-37. Arcanum, 39-30. Anna, 38-27. In Tri-Village, 57-44. Miami East coming off a win on January 16th against Ansonia by a final tally of 57-33. Fort Loramie 14-0, 9-0 in the Shelby County League. Anna right behind at 9-1. Those two teams have a big head-to-head match coming up at Anna on February 1st. Bodkins is 5-4, Rushi 5-5. In the cross-county conference, Tri-Village leads the way 9-0. Franklin Monroe 8-1, Arcanum 8-1. And Miami East and Brantford are both at 6-3. Starting lineups for the Fort Loramie Redskins: Caitlin Gasson, Kennedy Gebhardt, Kenzie Holscher, Dana Rose, and Marissa Myring. That's the opening five for Fort Loramie. Gasson, 4 points a game at guard. Gebhardt, 6 a contest. Along the front line, Holscher at 8.6, Rose at 10, Myring at 10.8. The opening five for Miami East is as follows. Faxton Hunley, sophomore point guard, 5 feet 5 inches tall. Her sister, Rory Hunley, 5'8 junior at guard. Shooting guard is Cameron Miller, best 3-point shooter on the team. Only senior on the roster, 8 points a game for Cameron, 5 feet 8 inches tall. Kaylee Fetters, 7 points a game, a 5'10 sophomore at the post. At forward, Caden Scroce, leading rebounder, 8 a game, a 5'8 junior. Miami East in the road blue, white numbers. Fort Loramie, the home white, red numbers outlined in black. And right away, the Redskins, after winning the opening toss, face, as we predicted, a zone defense. And right now, Fort Loramie's made about 10 or 11 passes, Chuck, finally getting the ball into the paint to Myring, then back out to Gebhardt in the corner. Cross-court skip pass to Rose. Down low on the left to a teammate. It's bobbled. It goes out of bounds. The winner of the first possession, Miami East.
Well, they got a good look. Myring couldn't catch the pass. Couldn't get a hold of it.
Here's Fort Loramie with 5 defenders in backcourt pressing. And Miami East throws the ball down the floor 70 feet. It's caught in the dead run by Paxton Hundley. Her shot's deflected. Fort Loramie gets it back. 1, 2, 3 passes. Long jump shot. Kennedy Gebhardt missed it behind the arc. And the rebound in the lane by Gasson. She's fouled over the shoulder. Looked like before the Gebhardt shot, Kenzie Holscher, who assisted her, might have had a layup from 4 or 5 feet away.
Yeah, she does tend to throw the ball out when she goes. She's such a strong girl inside.
Here is Fort Loramie inbounding below the rim. It's Gasson into the corner to Dana Rose, who chucks up a three. Short offensive rebound, though, Fort Loramie. Redskins made a living on offensive boards on Saturday morning. Here's a pass to the post, fumbled, picked up on the play by Holscher, and she drops it in.
Went right through Myring's hands, and so we have to give her an assist.
Yes.
The last
one. Oh, yeah, that's what Marissa would say, I'm sure.
Paxton Hunley and Rory Hunley, I coached their mom at Piqua.
Ah,
and I was talking to her earlier, and it's kind of neat to see her daughters out there because she was a terrific athlete.
Paxton 5'5", Rory 5'8", as head coach Bruce Vanover told me before the game, Chuck, that 20 young ladies on the varsity and JVs at Miami East, one senior, 10 freshmen.
Yeah.
Here is Miami East passing the ball around the top of the circle. It's Cameron Miller. Straight away, Cadence Gross. Hand off right wing to Paxton Hunley. We played a minute and a half, 2-0 Fort Loramie. Here's a ball passed out inside to Cameron Miller. Thought she had a shot, then Holscher came out of nowhere and crammed it out of bounds.
Well, not only is she 6'1", but she's got arms like she's 6'3".
Inbounding Fort Loramie, or I should say Miami East. Gross foul line extended left. On top to Paxton Hunley. Miller wants to shoot the three. Can't do it. Dana Rose all over her. Dana doing to Miller right now what Dana did to Emily Sebo on Saturday. Finally, an errant pass by Miami East, stolen by Myring. And she hits Holscher on the dead run. Driving layup with the left, too hard. Rebound Miami East and a foul. Noah Jump is called. Arrow favors the Vikings.
I like watching Kenzie go to her left hand. And in most games, you want to see that. But when they get in a close game later in the season, I just want to see her make the shot.
Chuck, I'll tell you about practice on Monday morning in just a moment. I witnessed it for about 90 minutes here at Fort Loramie. There's a bad pass by Miami East. Fort Loramie gets it, throws it away. Miami East gets it back. Here's Cameron Miller on a run out all the way to the rack. Tough shot. Got it. And a foul. Well done. Cameron Miller, Miami East.
Yeah, she took it right into Holscher's body. Got the foul, made the basket.
Redskins on Saturday morning, Chuck, had a lengthy drill. Carla bounces the ball to the post. Back to the basket. Player receives it. Defender on her. Drop step to the left as if the shooter's going to go with the right hand. And then it's a duck in, a drop step back to the other side. Up and in off the backboard, 7-8 feet away with the left. And they worked on it, worked on it, worked on it, worked on it. Got to have left-hand shooters in the post around the rim.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Cameron Miller missed the free throw. Game still tied at 2. Then the Redskins, in their haste, hustled down the floor and pitched it out of bounds. Miller over the timeline for the Vikings. Loops it to Paxton Hunley. Down in the left corner, Rory Hunley. And it's clawed away by the Redskins. It goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie won the JV game 42-19. Miami East held with Coach Barhorse Club for about two and a half quarters. Miller left open, top of the circle for the Vikings. Hoists up a long three, short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Gasson down the floor to Ava Schultes is in. Baseline right, defended well, and walked. Wow.
In and out, girls!
Some contact, could have been a foul. Let's just hope they call it that way the whole game consistently. Miami East can be a physical club. Hard-nosed team, won't back down.
I don't know the other two officials. Terry Middleton out there, one of my favorite officials.
Right.
He made me promise not to say anything bad about him during the game. So.
5:17 left opening quarter. We're stuck at 2-2. Miami East throwing in backcourt against Fort Loramie. Pressure. Four white shirts defending on the backside of the timeline. Vikings do get it down into the corner to Paxton Hunley. She's bumped.
Fouls on the wrist, Meyer. That's her first team, second.
Redskins display a lot of length. Rose and Holscher, 6 feet plus. Ava Schultes, 5'9", and still growing, as she noted during our pregame conversation. Marissa Myring at 5'9", or so. Here's a good pass by Miami East.
It's Paxton Hundley throws it down inside to Rory Hundley, who banks it home. A 7-footer in traffic. Well done. And then the Vikings punch the ball out of bounds at midcourt. Miami East, Chuck, through the first 3 minutes and 5 seconds, giving Fort Loramie the best start to the game anybody has all year.
Well, yeah, I mean, Loramie has a tendency to start a little weak.
Taylor Ratterman's checked in for the Redskins. Taylor averaging 8-plus points a game, gets the ball in the right corner, out high to Gasson, back to Taylor. Gets a screen from Holscher, goes baseline right. She's boxed in. She needs help. Now goes to Holscher on the arc. And head coach Carlos Siegel wants a half-minute timeout. 4:31 left in the first. 4-2 Miami East on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. That's Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Family-owned, building a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable. For an appointment, call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243 or go to the company website, tomjerrys.com. Make an appointment right there. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Well, as we finish that break, a miss by Fort Loramie, and then Miami East wasted no time, Chuck, got down the court. 1, 2, 3 passes and a driving layup by whom?
That was Cameron Miller. I'll tell you what, she runs the floor really well.
And here's Cameron Miller guarding tightly on the arc, and she steals the ball from Corinne Eichkamp in off the bench for Fort Loramie. Miami East with the possession, up 6-2. Lobbing down into the post go the Vikings. Turning and shooting is Kaylee Fetters. Late rotation on the play by Fort Loramie, and Fetters is fouled on the arm as she lets it go.
Good ball movement that time. They got the ball right where they wanted it.
6-2, Miami East, 3:46 left opening quarter. First of two free throws by Fetters is off to the left. As I mentioned, Fort Loramie won a thriller last year at Miami East, trailed the whole game. Taylor Ratterman heroics enabled Fort Loramie to catch Miami East at the end of regulation. The Vikings were beaten by the Redskins 46-43 in OT. Fetters misses both free throws. Quickly, Fort Loramie up the floor. Colleen Brandwee on the arc to Corinne Heitkamp. Finds an open player down low on the left. It's caught there by Holscher in a lot of traffic. Might have been grazed on the arm. Shot was a bit shy. Knocked out of bounds by Miami East. 3:34 to go. First period, 6-2 Vikings. Ball lobbed into shoulders at the foul line. Picked up her pivot foot. Clearly walked. It wasn't whistled. On the arc to Holscher. Oh, look at Miller reach in and jam that ball right away. It went to the floor. Tie-up occurs. Redskins keep it. Right now, Chuck, Miami East a little bit quicker than Fort Loramie. Redskins slow to react.
More aggressive.
Yep.
Right now, they're playing like they want to win.
3:26 to go, opening quarter. Miami East sits back in that zone again. It's giving Fort Loramie difficulty. And here's the ball rotated from right to left on the arc to Shouldas. And she tried to make a step over around a defender. A Vikings player picked up her second personal.
That was Cameron Miller, and I'll tell you, they need her on the floor.
That hurts.
She handles the ball, and she plays really good defense so far from what I've watched.
And is the best three-point shooter, just under 10 points a game. And she sits down. We near the three-minute mark. First quarter of play, 6-2 Redskins trail. Outside the arc, high left, it is Corinne Heitkamp. Straight away, Taylor Ratterman. Zone defense by Miami East has forced Fort Loramie a good 25 feet out on the floor.
Ball thrown left side of the court to Brandewey. Now to Scholes, baseline left. The zone collapses. Now Ratterman 25 feet away. Ava left corner. Goes baseline. Can't maneuver. Skip pass to Gasson, who enters the paint. Now to Taylor on the arc. Far right wing. It's given up to Brandewey. Fort Loring is still working the ball. Can't get a look. Seldom does a pass enter the three-point area. Here's Dana Rose, baseline left. Vikings still hounding Fort Loramie. We're down to 2:20 left to go here in the opening quarter. 6-2 Miami East. Fort Loramie stymied by the Vikings zone. Here's Gasson, head of the key. Dana Rose posting up outside the lane to the left. Scholes has got it 30 feet away. Now Gasson has a little opening down the lane. Shovels it toward the rim. Missed it hard. Rebound Miami East. Here come the Vikings, who have outplayed Fort Loramie through the first 6 minutes, leading 6-2. Here's a steal by Dana Rose. Her long arms knocked it away. She hit the trailer. Scholes driving, shooting. No good, but a foul on Miami East. 6-2, Redskins trail, Miami East zone defense, as we forecasted before the game started, would be in effect, and is it ever? It's having impact in Fort Loramie.
Well, and you're not scoring, so you can't put your press on yourself.
Right. Yep, you keep Fort Loramie from hounding you and harassing you in backcourt by limiting the Redskins' made field goals. Free throw by Ava Scholes is too long. I think, Chuck, right now we are seeing one way that a pretty good club could beat Fort Loramie. And if you can really thwart the Redskins' offensive attack and keep the press under wraps by zoning Fort Loramie, and this is what will beat the zone. Kennedy Gebhardt left alone for the three. After one made free throw and two attempts by Scholes, and Gebhardt makes Miami East pay, she drains the three-pointer. Scholes missed both free throws.
Missed them both.
Yeah.
But Holzer got the rebound and threw it back out to Gebhardt on the arc.
And then Miami East turns it over at the center line. Redskins get it back, trailing 6-5. Fort Loramie after the made three, but Gebhardt works around the head of the circle. It is Scholes. Scholes picks up her dribble, hands off to Holzer, 25 feet away. Got a Scholes high left, deep left corner, Gebhardt. Baseline left, it is caught by Meyering, back to the basket. Tries to pivot toward the hoop and a foul against Miami East. A minute nine to go in the first quarter.
That was the best ball movement so far I've seen them against the zone.
Yep, somehow or other, the Redskins need to get the ball to the short corner. Then you can hit a cutter, throw it to the post, or make the defense flex and throw it back to the arc. Here's Fort Loramie inbounding into the post area to Scholes. A short turnaround, Jay, off the heel, no good. Tie up on the rebound, give it to the Vikings.
Now, good hustle by Scholes to go get the rebound, but you know, she's got to turn and face. He was shooting and turning at the same time.
61 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Fort Loramie pressing, and it is knocked away from by Fort Loramie into the hands of a Redskin.
Too much dribbling!
And you may have heard a spectator behind us saying, too much dribbling.
Well, as Carla Siegel said when you talked to her before the game over in Berlin, dribbling slows the game down.
And she's been so pleased with this club because of expert-like passing all season long. And right now, Miami East has forced Fort Loramie into dribbling against the zone. Vikings knock it out of bounds. Fort Loramie throws it in into the post to Rose. Baseline left to a teammate at Scholes. A lean-in 10-footer, short, got the rebound back, and drove right down the middle. Fed it to Dana for 2 points and a foul. Ava could have shot it, elected to dish it to Dana for an even better look. She laid it through and was hit on the arm. And Fort Loramie's got a 7-6 lead. 27 seconds to go here in the first. Free throw by Dana Rose. Curls in and out. Oh, Meyering's got the offensive rebound. Missed it, no good. Dana comes in to get an offensive board. Foul against Miami East.
They had 21 offensive rebounds against Loudonville on Saturday.
Ava Scholes had 6 of them. 10 total for Ava in that game. Dana Rose in the act of shooting was clouded on the arm. Her free throw is good. 8-6 Fort Loramie. Chuck, who scored the first basket of the game? Was it Miami East or Fort Loramie?
Miami East.
It was 2-0 Miami East, then 2-2. Then it went to 6-2 in favor of Miami East. And now Fort Loramie's reeled off 7 straight points. Redskins didn't get a lead here in the first quarter until under 40 seconds were left. It's now 9-6 Fort Loramie. Made foul shot by Dana Rose. Vikings get it up and over the timeline. Down the left side of the floor, it goes to Rory Hundley. Baseline right to a teammate. It's Gross. Her 10-footer deflected. Gotten back on the play by the Vikings. Here's a drive to the rim by Kylie Kirby, a 5'6 sophomore in off the bench. She's bottled up baseline left, but Fort Loramie, a bit too aggressive, picks up the foul. 3.7 to go, opening period.
At the line.
Foul shot by Kirby. Got it. 9-7. Fort Loramie by 2. Redskins have done well against this zone to scrap back and earn a lead here at the end of the first quarter. Miami zone really throttled Fort Loramie's offensive attack that entire first period of play. Kirby's second free throw hard. Rebound down to Gasson on the run. Hit midcourt, lets it fly. A long 45-footer, short and off to the right, no good. And the first quarter finishes. Fort Loramie on top, 9-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram on West Main and Fort Loramie. Super deals, great pricing and financing, too. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie and see them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Jaden Putoff on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Kennedy Gebhardt in a guard with Caitlin Gasson. Taylor Ratterman in. Redskins have three perimeter gunners on the floor at the moment. Dana Rose, the fifth player, catches in the post to start play here in the second period, and she's slammed to the floor from the backside.
That's going to put her at the line.
Wow, 7 fouls on Miami East. It's not a deep varsity roster in experience. Cameron Miller already has 2.
And you don't normally see a team that's playing zone pick up fouls like this. It's one of the reasons teams play zone.
Dana Rose, 1-1 for the Redskins, a lead 9-7. Fort Loramie trailed 6-2 early on. Free throw Dana clanged off the rim. No good. Fort Loramie's foul shooting, which was 75% entering the weekend, has taken a hit since. Here is Miami East nearly walking down the near side of the floor. Fort Loramie steps in and picks the pocket of Rory Hundley. Redskins throw to the post. It's put off on the arc to Ratterman. Long three-pointer short hit the rim, then hit the clock above the glass. Out of bounds.
Watch that, yellow. Watch long.
Miami East to inbounds. 10 players in backcourt. Ball fed up the right side to Cameron Miller, who's back on the floor with 2 personals. Middle of the floor to Megan McDowell, a 5'10 freshman sub. Now to Miller, right wing Rory Hundley. Coming out to catch straight away, Megan McDowell. Now to Miller between circles. Outside the arc on the left, it's Lauren Wright, a 5'9 junior, in off the bench. She goes baseline, out of room, stepped out.
And threw it away.
And threw it away right after that. Yep. A minute gone, second quarter, 9-7 Fort Loramie. Caitlin Gasson walks it to the timeline. High left to Ratterman, deep left corner It goes to Kenzie Holster, now to Taylor. Taylor against the Miami East zone. And that zone defense for the Vikings has got some length, and 5'9", Lauren Wright out on top. Fort Laramie throws it around the arc, into the post, it goes to Holscher. Right corner, Kennedy Gebhardt, left open, bullseye. Three-pointer, her second of the game. Kennedy Gebhardt connects, and the Redskins lead it 12-7. 6 points, two threes. Half of the Redskins' output of 12 for Kennedy Gebhardt. Ball lost by Miami East in the half court. Fort Laramie comes away with it. Up ahead to Ratterman, outside the arc to Gasson. 2 minutes played here in quarter number two. Gebhardt, right flank, Ratterman. Straightaway Gasson. There is a testy pass down inside for Holscher. Not much room for error. It gets away from Kenzie, picked up by the Vikings. Window pretty small for that entry pass. Baseline left, Rory Hundley for Miami East might have gotten away with a turnover. Missed the lean-in shot. Rebound Fort Laramie, hustling down the floor, Gebhardt. Gebhardt challenges the Vikings player all the way to the rim. Missed it, no good. Rebound thrown to Ratterman on the arc. In and out on the three. It was down below the iron, snapped away. Rebound Vikings, timeout Miami East. 2.5 minutes gone, quarter number two. 12-7 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com for a couple months during the basketball season. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Laramie, has a tire sale you won't get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppi, Jeff Gebhardt, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Miami East zone defense giving Fort Laramie's girls difficulty here tonight. It was a 6-2 lead for Miami East over halfway through the first quarter as Fort Laramie's offense was thwarted by the zone from the Vikings. Fort Laramie really hasn't solved it yet, but Fort Laramie's half-court defense has been forcing Miami East turnovers as it just did in front of us once again. And the Redskins get the ball back up 12-7 with 5:21 to go here in the first. But the officials looked at the arrow incorrectly and motioned home team ball. Now it's given to the visitors. Here's Cameron Miller in backcourt to Paxton Hundley, 5'5", sophomore point guard. Ball is jammed out of bounds on the play by Holscher of the Redskins. 5:16 left in the second. 12-7 Fort Laramie. Redskins have on the ball, have on the court at the moment. Gasson, Ratterman, Gebhardt. That's about as small as Fort Laramie can get. Three shooting guards out there. Caitlin's come on strong, triggering the jump shot here lately. And quickly comes Miami East up the floor. Paxton Hundley tries one on the run from 16 feet. Missed it hard. Redskins get the rebound. Into Holscher in the post. Down low on the right to Scholes. Turnaround five-footer short. Rebound Vikings. Miami East defense is really tough all over the floor. Physical. 30 feet away. It's Kylie Kirby with the ball for the Vikings. To Miller. Cameron Miller throws right corner. Ratterman gets a piece of it and forces a jump. Now it's the Redskins' arrow.
Called a foul.
Oh, a foul on the Vikings. Redskins get it nonetheless. Only the chance to shoot the 1-1. Taylor Ratterman strolls to the stripe with Fort Laramie up 5. Halfway through quarter number 2. having entered for Fort Loramie is Colleen Brandewy at guard. Free throw pumped up there and made by Ratterman.
Wow.
It hung on the rim seemingly forever. Second shot here for Taylor. Redskins up 6, 13-7. Couple of dribbles. She fires and rimmed it. It spun away. Rebound down to Miami East's Megan McDowell in backcourt. Gets it to Miller at the timeline. She pushes it hard. Baseline left to Cadence Gross. Her 10-footer is good. It bounced around. Kerplunk. It fell through. 13-9. Fort Loramie up 4. Quickly forecourt. Shoulders. Left corner. Ratterman. Long launch from there. It rimmed again. Tough break. Rebound, though, to Fort Loramie. Ratterman's got it. Straight on once more. Now in a weave to Gasson. 4 minutes to go. Second period. Redskins 13, Miami East 9. Left side pass, Brandewy. Here's Ratterman. Coming out to catch is Schultes. Far right flank, Gasson. Right corner, Brandewy. Gasson, straightaway, Schultes. Boy, this Miami East zone is stingy. Fort Loramie simply can't penetrate the three-point arc. Brandewy to Ratterman, 25 feet away. There it goes to the post. Baseline left to Gasson. Good-looking shot from there. Too hard. Rebound Miami East. Forecourt left come the Vikings. Sarah Rush in the game, a 5'5 freshman. Thrown away. Redskins have got it. Fort Loramie down the floor to Gasson. Pass deflected. Vikings break it up. Nearly steal. Redskins scrape it off the floor. Get it back. 3:15 left in the second. Ratterman left open, left corner. It rimmed again. Rebound Holscher, baseline left. Alina from 6 feet, got it. Holscher nails it for Fort Loramie. Redskins Chuck having to work long and hard for 2 points.
Boy, I tell you what, Ratterman, who was just on a string, now cannot buy a three-pointer.
Nope, her last couple shots appeared to be dead on, wouldn't stay in. Miami East attacking, baseline right. Cadence Gross has it blocked, taken away by Schultes. Down the floor to Gasson. Quick look inside for Holscher, broken up by Cam Miller.
She needs to put the ball on the floor one time, improve her passing angle, and that's a layup for Holscher.
Yep, well said. Hockey line change for Fort Loramie. 4 new performers. Dana Rose back in. Senior Macy Imwali there as well. Jaden Putoff on the hardwood. Here's Imwali straight away. 15-9 Redskins. 2.5 to go second quarter. Ball thrown to Putoff down inside. She's crowded and fouled, and she earns 2 free throws.
Imwali be a good substitute here. She's a very, very good three-point shooter.
Oh, she is.
You can get her feet set in a corner. She's a driller.
Yep. Jaden Putoff at the stripe for Fort Loramie. Spins the ball in her hands. Eyes the bucket and connects. Putoff averaging over 3 a game, 72% foul shooter. Fort Loramie entered the weekend at 75% on the year at the stripe. Second shot, Jaden, yes. 17-9 Fort Loramie. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Here's Miller in backcourt. Up the right side to Rory Hundley for Miami East. Flips it to midcourt, handled there by Gross. Out of trouble to Megan McDowell. Here's Miller, almost let it fly from 30 feet.
She wanted that one.
Yep, she can throw it in from the parking lot. Those are the exact words from head coach Bruce Vanover before the game. She'll shoot them from anywhere, even the parking lot outside. She missed that one. Scrapped for the loose ball rebound. Fort Loramie came away with it. Vikings tapped it out. And Fort Loramie will bring it down. Leading 17-9 with 2:07 to go, second quarter. Straight away with the ball, it is Corinne Heitkamp. Open player, baseline left, Holscher. Skips it cross court into the right corner to Ratterman. No, it's Caden Putoff. Look out. Right through the bottom of the well.
What a look by Holscher that time.
And Jaden Putoff let it fly right now. She got that ball ready to shoot, let it fly. Not a whole lot of arch, but bingo, she buried it. And Fort Loramie's now amassed 20 points to lead it 20-9 with a minute 44 to go here in the second quarter. Miami East inbounds pass quickly knocked out by Fort Loramie. Jaden Putoff has looked very good defensively and offensively, both off the bench for Fort Loramie. Here's a steal by the Redskins, then a bad pass intercepted by the Vikings. minute and a half to go here in the second quarter. Up the right side, it's Rory Hundley. Between the rings to McDowell. Hand off to Miller, overplay Holscher, and a foul. Minute 24 to go, second quarter, 20-9, Fort Loramie, which trailed 6-2. So it's an 18-3 stretch here for the Redskins, spanning about, 10 minutes or so.
You can see Miami East, their defense is outstanding. They handle the ball pretty well. Very challenged so far offensively.
Right. And eventually, Fort Loramie's depth will produce a little wear and tear on this Miami East Vikings roster, but it's held up very well so far. Here's a double team on side court, and Miami East throws it away. Redskins ball up 20-9, a minute 17 to go in the second quarter. How many turnovers now for Miami East, Chuck?
That's their 11th. And that's a good, I was just getting ready to say, they need to decide when they're going to pull Miller out of this thing, because if she gets her third, they're in trouble.
Right. Midcourt with the ball. It is Corinne Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Goes baseline left, down inside to Dana Rose. She jockeys for position and lays it in. Good use of her body on the inside, but Dana Rose. 22-9, Fort Loramie. Final 55 seconds, opening quarter. Vikings down the right side, now to Gross between circles. Holds the ball high overhead. Bounce pass for teammate Kaylee Fetters, knocked away by Fort Loramie. Vikings get it back. 40 ticks on the clock, second quarter. Here's a long, long three ball by Rory Hundley. The lefty let it fly, 26-footer short. Fort Loramie got the board. Down to Gebhardt, to Imwally. Left corner, Dana Rose, she triggers. It bangs off the rim. Weak side rebound by the guard, Kennedy Gebhardt, and she's fouled.
They are just beating them to death on the boards right now.
Good alertness by Kennedy Gebhardt, who slashed in from the perimeter and got the offensive rebound from her guard spot. And she deserves two free throws. She's at the stripe. The first one on the way. Yes. 23-9, Fort Loramie. 22.4 to go here in the second period. Imwally and Heitkamp out for Fort Loramie. Second free throw, Kennedy Gebhardt dips the knees. In again. Very good first half for Kennedy.
Yes, he's got eight of their 24.
15-point lead Redskins. Final 20 seconds of the second quarter of play. Here's Cameron Miller in backcourt. Dribbles with the left hand. Up the left side. Oh, met resistance. Got away with a walk. Near tie-up Fort Loramie. There it is. Vikings keep it. Miller will inbound. 10.6 to go. Shoulders defending. Miller into backcourt. Oh, Caitlin Gasson on a swipe. The run out by Caitlin. Up, no good. Follow Shoulders in the lane. What do we have? Foul Vikings. It'll be two shots for Shoulders. Vikings over the limit at 10. 4.7 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie up 15. I should say first half. Very clever steal there by Caitlin Gasson, Chuck. But her momentum carried her so strong to the rim. A little too much English on that driving layup.
It did, and good pressure that time, too. They did not give up on it, even though she had the steal.
Both free throws, dead center for Shoulders. The lead 17. Vikings have to hurry. Four to play. Miller in backcourt. Dribbles up the right side, and she baseballs a shot toward the iron from 50 feet. It's no good. First quarter finishes. Fort Loramie once down 6-2, goes on a run of 24-3 to lead the Vikings 26-9 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
And this is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee here at Fort Loramie. Redskins up 17, proving, Chuck, that Fort Loramie eventually is going to get a three-point shooter on the floor who's going to make shots. And Miami East zone was mighty tough for a long time. But when Miami East is unable to score against Fort Loramie's really good defense, Redskins are eventually going to pull away. Up 17, 17-point lead here at the break.
Well, Loramie's got a 24-8 rebounding advantage, 13-0 offensive rebounds. Loramie turned it over 6 times. Miami East turned it over 12. The Redskins 9-13 from the free throw line. Miami East 1-5. Individual scoring for the Vikings. Corinne Miller has 4. They got 2 from Rory Hundley, 2 from Cadence Gross, and a free throw from Kirby. They scored 7-2, 9 points for the first half. Loramie led by Kennedy Gephardt with 8. They got 6 from Dana Rose, 5 from Jaden Putoff off the bench, 4 from Holscher, 2 from Schultes, and a free throw from Taylor Ratterman. Myring didn't score. They got 2 points out of Schultes, no baskets, and they still have a 17-point lead at the half.
Now, you talk about the bench. Jaden Putoff helped ignite fire there in that second quarter.
Well, I've made the comment, and I stand by it. Hopefully nobody's listening to it. I made mad, but the young lady would be the best player on any other team in the Shelby County League.
And Kennedy Gebhardt, hey, you give a lot of attention defensively on the arc to Caitlin Gasson and Taylor Ratterman. Kennedy Gebhardt, sooner or later, will burn you.
Well, she sets her feet. She's a heck of a shooter. She and she has been since she was a freshman.
Yep, defensive stopper, good three-point shooter as well. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 26-9.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon surgeon, Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Bodkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on Scores Broadcast is underwritten by LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. And LaCalle has been a part of our program at halftime for 13 years now since our start. LaCalle once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. Tonight we highlight a couple players from each team. For Fort Loramie, senior Macy Imwali, one of four 12th graders in the club. 3.8 GPA for Macy, daughter of Joe and Connie, active in FCCLA, volleyball, math, lead, yearbook, softball. She's an art teacher aide. She'd like to study art or math education. She'll start at Edison Community College, transfer credits, and then pursue a bachelor's degree elsewhere. For Miami East, it's senior Cameron Miller, 3.5 GPA, daughter of Gina and Jeff, active in wrestling, yearbook, dance talent shows, volunteers at church. She is a wrestler, might pursue wrestling at a college or university, not sure, would want to study business marketing. And she's got an older sister, Bailey, who went through Miami East and is at Wright State right now studying nursing. Cameron Miller, senior at Miami East. Macy Imwali, senior at Fort Loramie. Recognized tonight by LaCalle Equipment here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The Fort Loramie Redskins lead Miami East 26-9. We're seconds away from the start of the third quarter. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from here at the Fort Loramie Gym. We're pleased to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park Street in Fort Loramie, a new sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified, licensed physical therapist, a good guy to know. He'll work with you one-on-one individually, develop a truly customized program and to maintain progress, a specialized home treatment program for you too. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of injuries. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, plus bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, accepting all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. And for the last 13 years, Jim Spitzer has operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, helping you move forward. Well, we joined the third quarter late, Chuck. A three-pointer made by Miami East and a deuce by the Redskins.
Yeah, Miller hit one from the corner, and then Holzer found Meiring inside for a two.
And then quickly, Miami East counters. Here's a hard drive to the basket by Hundley. She overshoots it, fouled, though, hacked on the arm, and she deserves two shots at the stripe. Paxton Hundley, 5'5", sophomore, runs the point, shoots the free throw, no good. 28-12 Redskins, who led 26-9 at the halftime break. Second shot, Paxton Hundley, good. 28-13, Redskins lead with the ball. Gasson to Holscher to Dana Rose, top of the key. The five on the floor for the Redskins, the quintet which began the game. Ball thrown across the bottom of the key to Holscher on the arc to Rose. Knifes into the paint. Leaves it behind her to Holscher, who buries a long two-pointer. Good-looking shot, McKenzie. 30-13, Redskins. Miami East, forecourt right. It's Hundley. Lobs a pass down inside for whom I don't know. Dana Rose makes the intercept. Miami East touches it, and it's lost last by a Redskin off the end of the floor, right back to the Vikings. Marissa Meiring back in for Fort Loramie now. I may have mistakenly said that the Redskins began the second half with the five who started the game. Actually, Meiring was on the bench to start the second half. She's back out there now. Inbounds pass, Vikings. Is poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded to Kaylee Fetters. Around the top of the circle to Hundley. Makes a pass that's telegraphed. Nearly intercepted by Shouldis, who gets a piece of it. Out of bounds again to the Vikings.
Yeah, Ava got hammered on that. There would have been a steal if she hadn't been pounded.
Ball inbounded below the rim. Fort Loramie again with the deflection. Chuck, how many deflections by the Redskins in just the first 2 minutes of the third quarter?
Well, that's got to be five or six.
Right.
That is their strength.
Yeah, that's their M.O. on defense.
They're long, and they rotate as well as any team I've seen.
Yep, hands in the passing lanes. And head coach Bruce Vanover of Miami East takes a timeout. Just under 2 minutes gone, third quarter, 30-13 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Just over six to play here in the third. Miami East inbounding below the rim goes to Cameron Miller deep in the right corner. Outside the arc on the left to Paxton Hundley, the point guard. Straight away to Kaylee Fetters. Right side pass broken up by Gasson, nearly stolen. She slammed that one out of bounds. Deflections by Fort Loramie here at the outset of the second half continue to mount. Miami East unable to make a sure, crisp pass. Here's Rory Hundley lobbing in. Immediate double team on Cadence Gross, who catches, does get the ball away to Miller. Oh, wow. Here's a long 28-footer, but Cameron Miller clanged off the rim, hit the backboard, came out to Gasson, who fires it to Gebhardt. Baseline right to Rose, and it's punched out of bounds by the Vikings. Good defensive play by Fetters. 5:38 to go in the third. Baseline right, Gasson, the playmaker for Fort Loramie. Looks for Rose, the cutter. She catches, then hands it right back to Gasson, who steps in bounds and misses the 16-footer. But Dana Rose has got the garbage below the basket.
I don't know how she got that rebound. It was behind her.
Well done, but Dana. Backcourt pressure, interception, Gasson. To Gebhardt, to Rose, quickly low on the right to Shoulders. A lean-in five-footer, got it. 34-13, Redskins really turning up the heat now. Here's Fetters in backcourt, throws it away at the timeline, picked off by Meiring, barrels into the lane. Good dish to Shoulders, and she is smacked from behind. She'll get two. 5:05 left in the third, and Fort Loramie coming at Miami East now with a wave of white shirts on defense. And the Vikings succumbing to the pressure. Two shots for Shoulders up and in. Foul to the active shooting, 35-13. Miami East garnered 6 points in the first 2.5 minutes of this game, led 6-2. And since that point in time, a 33-7 spurt by Fort Loramie. Second free throw, too strong by Shoulders, rebound down to the Vikings. Megan McDowell, 5'8 junior on the arc. Near side pass to Paxton Hundley. She hoists up a three, hit the rim, no good. Rebound touched by the Vikings, out of bounds.
Next step ball, we will read the winning numbers.
Redskins over the timeline. Here is Gasson. Taylor Radiman out there on the floor. We've got Colleen Brandewey helping man the point. Colleen now to Radiman. Radiman veers toward the center circle. Throws right side to Brandewey. Dumps it down in the right corner to Radiman behind the screen. Lets it fly, and you can count it. Radiman, that's Taylor made. Radiman on the button, 38-13. Redskins streaking at the moment, trying to break pressure. Paxton Hundley down the right side for the Vikings. Spin move outside the lane on the right. Nice play. Shot was short, though. Rebound Shoulders. One, two, three passes to Holscher. Back to Shoulders. To the foul line jump shooter. Brandewey rimmed it. Vikings have got the board, but a cluster of white shirts around Fetters and a foul called.
That's a bailout.
Foul against Fort Loramie. Redskins fans say the official bailed out the Vikings player.
Yeah, it was a little touch.
7-8, 7-3.
I didn't promise that. I wouldn't say anything bad about the other two officials.
7-3.
No, I think they've done a nice job.
Oh, yeah, they have. Yep, you got to let them play to some degree.
Absolutely.
A little contact's got to be permitted. If an advantage is gained as a result of the contact, then you blow it. Travel midcourt on the Vikings. And their turnover count now, Chuck, is well over 20, right?
They got 16.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They had 12 at the half, four so far.
Okay. 38-13, Fort Loramie, 3:40 left, third quarter. Gasson near side to Radiman. Taylor on the bounce. Looks for a teammate, can't find her. Goes to Gasson between the circles. Outside the arc on the right to Brandewey. Holscher mid-post. One dribble to the rim. Banked it down.
Would you like to see more of that out of that girl?
Oh, well done by Kenzie Holscher. Strong post move. Up the left side of the floor comes McDowell for Miami East. Baseline left to Kylie Kirby, 5'6 sophomore. Ball almost lost. Here's a baseline dribble. Foul, Fort Loramie. 3:08 to go in the third, 40-13 Redskins. That post-up move seconds ago, Chuck, by Holscher, reminded me just exactly of what I saw in practice yesterday morning.
Yep. Well, that was a nice, strong move.
Ball inbounded by Rory Hundley for Miami East to McDowell. Right back down low to Fetters. Reverse layup, a dandy. Well done. It hung on the iron and fell in. 40-13, Fort Loramie leads. 2:56 to go in the third. Holscher head fake, baseline left. On the arc to Brandewey, now to Radiman. Radiman on a weave, gives it up on the play to Corinne Heitkamp. Far left side, Brandewey wants to go post, no one there. High right to Meiring. Right corner jump shooter, Heitkamp left it short. Rebound dug off the floor by a blue jersey. Here come the Vikings up the left side. Rory Hundley into the corner. Oh, she's trapped right there. Did get the ball away to Fetters, who dropped it. Loramie got it. Miami East got it back. Hook shot is good by McDowell. Nice play. 40-17, Redskins lead. Last 2 points, Megan McDowell of Miami East. 2 minutes to play in the third. Here's Branowee to Ratterman. Extra pass, baseline right. Hard drive, Meiering smacked at the rim. Two free throws. 40-17, Fort Loramie. 2 minutes and a second remaining here in the third. I don't recall Marissa scoring in this game yet, Chuck.
Yes, she's got two. She had the first basket of the half.
Okay. That free throw is no good. Still 40-17. Redskins. Holscher out. Ratterman out. So it's Meiering, Dana Rose, Brandewee Heitkamp, and Jaden Putoff, who's played real well. Second free throw dances around, and it drops in. 41-17 Redskins, a minute 56 left here in the third quarter. Up the left side, Rory Hundley. Into the corner, almost let fly a long three. Deflection, Fort Loramie. Recovery on the play by Kirby. Kirby at side court, and the ball is tapped out by the Redskins.
You get zero rest when you're playing against this defense. If you take a second to relax, you're going to turn it over.
Here is McDowell catching baseline right. Dropped it, got it back. Hit Miller. Miller floating toward the rim. Left it short. Rebound Dana Rose. Two on two break. Hand off to Brandewee to the trailer put off on the arc to Heitkamp. Redskins reset. Here's Rose. Baseline left, Meiering goes strong to the iron, and she is hit hard from the backside, and she's awarded two.
Foul is on right, and it's her first team.
Minute 24 left in the third. 41-17 Fort Loramie. Meiering, who was just there at the stripe a moment ago, made one of two. Hits the first one here. Second free throw by Marissa. It's on the way. Got it again.
It's a real nice stroke at the free throw line.
43-17 Fort Loramie. Redskins shooting 75% on the year at the stripe. A number of young ladies, 68, 69, 70% and better. Here's Miami East down the left side of the floor. Errant pass picked off by Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. Up ahead to Brandewee. Stops her dribble to Putoff in the left corner for a tray. Swish! She's got it. Jaden Putoff on the money from distance. Sparkling game for Putoff. 50 seconds to go here in the third. 46-17 Fort Loramie. Coming out to catch is Miller. Right side pass to a teammate. Ball bounced with the left by Rory Hundley. And it's kicked on the play by the Redskins. Miami East will throw in.
You know, you get a good start to the game, and all of a sudden you look up, and you just demoralized by the waves that come after you defensively.
Redskins once trailed 6-2 about 5.5 to 6 minutes into the first quarter. And here is Fort Loramie with pressure, forcing another bad pass taken by Rose. She hits Gebhardt on the dead run, driving layup of beauty. 26 seconds to go in the third. 48-17 Fort Loramie. The long arms of Dana Rose ignited that last steal. Here's Miami East on the left wing. It's Hundley. Goes baseline left. And her pocket is picked on the play by Corinne Heitkamp. Well done. Long throw down the floor to Putoff. Baseline right. Spin move. Bench shot. Good. Wow. Boy, she is earning maybe a Star of the Game award. Long three-pointer, Miami East, short at the buzzer. Redskins with a flurry of points to close out the third quarter, sparked by Jaden Putoff. She's had two good runs in this game. Redskins lead up at 33 after 24 minutes. 50-17 on scores, broadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We are seconds away from the start of the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com with Fort Loramie leading Miami East 50-17. We're pleased to promote Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna, a new sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. Hoing & Hoing specializes in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing & Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Retker Road. We offer services for home remodels, additions, outbuildings, over 200 years of experience among our current employees. Hoing & Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing & Hoing currently has lots for sale on Retker Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For info and to start designing your dream home, phone Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna, 937-394-7144, 394-7144. Hoing & Hoing Builders, what you can imagine, we can create at Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Up Kennedy Gebhardt, a two-pointer for Fort Loramie, a three to start the fourth quarter. Redskins slow starting, shooting the three well in this game, but Fort Loramie has certainly warmed up. And did Miami score in its first possession, Chuck?
No.
To start the fourth?
No.
Here's Cameron Miller, and she tries to pour in a long three from the right corner, missed it off the back iron, rebounded by Fort Loramie. A throw down the floor to Jaden Putoff, and the Jaden Putoff highlight reel here tonight.
Looked like Michael Jordan.
Oh, what a terrific move by Jaden Putoff. Wow, what a play by Jaden. She is our scorers, broadcast.com, star of the game by far. Woo, what a night for Jaden. Long three-pointer missed by Miami East. And guess who got the rebound? Jaden Putoff got the board. Threw it down the floor to a teammate. To Kennedy Gebhardt in the left corner. Kennedy coming off a made three to start the period. Out high to Brandewey to Putoff. Right corner look for a teammate. Long three-pointer bouncing around. No good by Heitkamp. Rebound weak side. Redskins still control. 2 minutes gone in the fourth, 55-17 Fort Loramie. The cutter in the lane, put off, double team, knocked away by Miami East. Here come the Vikings down the floor, trailing 55-17. Here's Cameron Miller, who has never seen a shot she didn't like. She threw that one up there from 30, missed it. Long rebound, Fort Loramie. Dana Rose the other way, up and in. 57-17 Redskins. Four court right, Miami East. 25 feet away, Lauren Wright. Hits a cutter down the lane. Hard drive to the rim of Paxton Hundley. Shot short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Baseball pass down the floor to Rose. Hit the other end. Got it, and a foul. Chuck, who threw that ball?
You know what? I didn't see it.
We're going to ask. We missed it. Who threw that pass right then to Dana Rose? Was it Corinne Heitkamp? Oh, what a baseball pass. She threw a dart down the floor, caught by Rose on the dead run, up and good for two more.
Well, they scored 20. They scored 26 points in the first half, 24 points in the third quarter.
Wow. Unbelievable output offensively by Fort Loramie in the final half of this game. Dana Rose completes the three-point play as she rolls in the foul shot. 60-17 Redskins. That was an excellent pass by Corinne Heitkamp down the floor to Dana Rose. We near the five-minute mark. We played 3 minutes here in the fourth. There's a long three by Miami East, Paxton Hundley. It is no good off the back brace, and the rebound kicks out of bounds. Redskins will bring it down. Fort Loramie's got Shoulders back on the floor with Gasson. Low post left is Holscher. Meiring at a forward on the right side. Gebhardt manning a guard on the perimeter on this wing. Here's Gasson throwing into the right corner.
Nice.
And the ball goes low post right to Meiring. Forces one up from 5 feet, and it crawls over the iron.
That's what you run plays against a zone, and they ran a nice play there.
4:40 left here in the game. 62-17 Redskins. Here's Miami East throwing baseline right. Megan McDowell, post up pivot shot. Got it. Good play by McDowell of the Vikings. Quickly down the floor, Fort Loramie. Oh, a nice late pass. Holscher to Meiring. Blew the chip. He got it back and laid it through.
Like Marissa needed another offensive rebound.
Miami East forecourt right. It goes to McDowell. McDowell slips her way down the lane, tries to shoot it with the left, and she is tapped on the left elbow as she released it. She's awarded two. And Chuck, the Redskins may, after all, get their points per game average. It looked pretty dim. 2 points in the first 6 minutes.
9-7 at the end of the first quarter.
Right. And Fort Loramie, with 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter, has amassed 64. Per game average, 73. Free throws for McDowell were both made?
Nope, one out of two.
She swished the second after missing the first. 64-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. Deeper in the right corner.
Wow.
To Holscher. To Meiring. Layup good.
Tim Wally, and what a heck of a pass.
M. Wally to Holscher to Meiring. Boy, that's a triangle setup. They overloaded against the zone and passed it to death. 66-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. Miami East down in the right corner. Hundley fumbled the ball. Fort Loramie tied her up. Arrow Vikings.
That was amazing ball movement that time.
Sure was. So snappy. Vikings inbounding right of the rim. Playmaker Paxton Hundley. She throws it onto the court, gets it back. Then tries to make a pocket pass below the rim, picked off by Shoulders. Down the floor to Meiring. Meiring barges to the basket and scores two more. 68-20. Fort Loramie Redskins have scored 66 points since 2 minutes were left in the first quarter. We now have 3 minutes left in the game. Chuck, in a little less than three periods, 66 points.
Oh, yeah. They just put on a... They did what you expect they're going to do. You cannot play against this kind of pressure all night long. You're going to turn it, and they've turned the ball over 23 times now.
And Vikings zone defense stymied Fort Loramie the first 5.5 to 6 minutes of the game. Here's another play in which the Redskins pass the ball very crisply and get two shots down low. The second is no good, but a foul against the Vikings. It was Holscher near the rim. She's at the stripe with a couple tosses. 3 minutes, 4 seconds left in the fourth. Free throw, Holscher, good. Carla Siegel, head coach, Fort Loramie. Used that phrase, dribble queen, on the other day, Chuck. She said she's had some teams in the past which had dribble queens. This team has learned to pass it adeptly.
They do, and I'll tell you what else they do. They got five young ladies that have scored in double figures.
Down to her left, Holscher was at the stripe. Did both go in?
Made them both.
Yep. She knocked down each one, and then Miami quickly threw it away to her right.
Well, that gave her 10. Gephardt has 13. Rose has 13. And Meiring now has 13. 8 here in the fourth quarter.
Worst put off, just under 10?
Oh, no, yeah, didn't count her. She's got 12.
That's what I thought. 50-point lead, Fort Loramie, 2:40 left. Miami East mistake. They turn it over. Here's Imwally inside the arc left wing. No, she lifted off the ground behind the arc and swished it. Macy Imwally, one of four seniors on this roster, getting into the act. And here's a ball lost by the Vikings, picked up by Imwally. 2:22 left in the fourth. 73-20 Redskins. They're at their per game average after scoring 2 points in the first nearly 6 minutes. Inside the arc, Brandewy. High right to Holscher. Open from 17. No, it's Schultes. And you can count it. Ava drills one from distance. A long two-pointer by Schultes. Boy, she and Kenzie have both stepped out of their range tonight and made long deuces well beyond the foul stripe. Minute 52 left here in the fourth. 75-20 Fort Loramie. Vikings McDowell goes to the foul line. Staggered, nearly walked, lost it. Shoulders picked it off. It's a two-on-one break ahead to Holscher, and she is drilled from the backside. Two free throws here for Kenzie. Minute 37 left in the fourth. How many in doubles for Fort Loramie, Chuck?
Five.
Five.
Gephardt, Holscher, Rose, Putoff, and Myring.
Free throw by Holscher, yes. 76-20. Redskins now above their per-game average of 75. Second free throw here for Kenzie. It would seem to me, Chuck, Fort Loramie shot free throws pretty well this evening. I would bet right around the 70% mark anyway.
Well, they were 13 and 19 coming into this quarter, and they have made 5 out of 5, so they're 18 out of 24.
There you go.
So that's right there.
75%. Kenzie just cans two more. 77 to 20. Here's Miami East with the ball, 25 feet away on the right. It is Kylie Kirby. Hit a teammate baseline right. Fall away 10-footer by Josie Crawford, a 6-foot junior, short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Minute 14 to go. 25 feet away. The Redskins offensive player is tripped. Down she goes. That's a Clara Gebhardt and a junior. Tell you what, Chuck, Miami East, probably one skilled player away from being a pretty formidable club. It's a young team, 10 freshmen out of 20 on the JV and varsity rosters.
Well, I think they're going to be definitely better next year, except for the fact that they won't have Miller, who kind of keeps them under control a little bit, even though they've turned the ball over a bunch.
But Bruce Vanover does a fine job. He coaches a very stout zone defense. It would give any club fits. And it's a team which is pesky because of that defense. And, Miami is very capable of holding you to 40. And if they can do that, they can be in games. They're a team in the tournament which can give favored clubs trouble.
Well, yeah. But, you know, we're talking what a good job they did defensively, and they gave up 77 points.
Another turnover by Miami East. The Vikings have got to be, what, up around 25 miscues?
Yeah, that was 5, 10, 50, 27.
Here's a pass baseline right, shoulders for Fort Loramie. Short on the first shot. Then gets a second one up toward the rim. Miami East blocks it. Tie-up occurs. Arrow Vikings. Half minute to go here in the fourth. 77-20, Redskins lead. It was 6-2 after nearly 6 minutes. Miami East was on top. Here's Miami East out high, trying to lob a pass. A back cut attempt, broken up, stolen. Redskins, 12 seconds to go. And Fort Loramie likely will just dribble it away.
Yeah, there's no reason to shoot this.
Here's Gebhardt throwing to a teammate deep in the right corner. And here's a three-pointer tried by M. Wally. And she makes her second in the last 2 minutes. How about that? Senior Macy M. Wally in off the bench. She's a very good shooter. Fine range. We've seen it happen before. No surprise. She nails two down the stretch of the fourth quarter. And the last one enables Fort Loramie to get to 80.
54 points in the second half.
My goodness. Redskins had just 2 points with about 2 minutes left in the opening quarter. And over the last 26 minutes of this game, they sink a grand total of 78 points to get to the 80 mark and win this game going away. Final tally, Chuck, what, 80 to 20? Is that
80
it?
To 20.
And that 20 is right at Fort Loramie's defensive yield. It's about 19.8 or 19.9, something like that. Redskins were stymied the first 6 minutes, and when Fort Loramie got going, wow, Miami East was hammered. The onslaught was on. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Including Fort Loramie game sponsors. They're on with us for each Fort Loramie contest. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at tomjerrys.com. plus M&A muffler and tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Call Geppi, Jeff Gebhardt. Excuse me, there's Geppi right now. Hi, Jeff, how you doing? Jeff Gebhardt, M&A muffler and tires, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. I mentioned them again. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his outstanding technicians on the web at TomJerry's.com. Don't forget Brookins in Fort Loramie. That Saturday night special is outstanding at Brookins. You got marinated pork chops. They are delicious. An array of savory sandwiches, meaty and cheesy homemade pizza, and mouth-watering roasted chicken at Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, on the web at brookinspub.com. That's B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Drop in, tell owner Carl Arnes, who's in about, what, Chuck, his third year?
Yeah, I think so.
Starting his third. Tell Carl that you heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Carl creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Big win for Fort Loramie, Chuck. It just shows you how quickly Fort Loramie can turn a game around in its favor.
Well, they had 19 offensive rebounds to zero, so that's 19 possessions that they gained. 28-9 in turnovers, that's another 19. That is 38 possessions for Fort Loramie just off of offensive rebounds and turnovers difference. Individual scoring for Miami East, they were led by Cameron Miller with 7, and then they got 5 out of the freshman, Megan McDowell, 5'10 freshman. She had a nice second half. She scored 5. For Fort Loramie, they were led, and they got a bunch. They got 13 out of Kennedy Gephardt. They got 13 out of Dana Rose. They got 13 out of Marissa Myring. They got 12 out of Jaden Putoff, 12 from Holscher. Ava Schultes had 7, and 6 from Macy Imwally, who hit a couple of threes. Again, I'm going to go with Kenzie Holscher and Jaden Putoff as the Clancy's players of the game.
That's balance with the biggest uppercase B that you can find.
Yeah, that was amazing. That's amazing.
Balance, and even some more balance in scoring by Fort Loramie here tonight. Clancy's awards to Putoff and Holscher for Fort Loramie, which wins it 80-20. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, the new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com for a couple months. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Well, Chuck, as you noted during the break, two straight 60-point wins for Fort Loramie, 79-19, the victory over Berlin at Berlin Highland over Loudonville on Saturday morning. This win even more incredible, given that Fort Loramie had 2 points in the first nearly 6 minutes, and they still reached the 80 mark over the last three quarters plus 2 minutes of the game with phenomenal scoring balance
tonight. They just have so many weapons, and you know they're just so much fun to watch. I mean, normally you see a 60-point game and you go home going, wow, they're just so much fun to watch. They're mesmerizing.
Yep.
And this is as good as high school girls basketball team as I've seen.
And you know what, Chuck? They do it so effortlessly. It comes so natural. They're so skilled, so smooth. And they all know where each other is at all times. The chemistry is it's scary. They've got eyes in the backs of their heads.
Yeah, and 260-point wins against two teams with winning records.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
It's
not like they're running Fairlawn off the floor or Houston.
Right.
They're running teams with winning records off the floor.
Yeah, Miami East came in 8-7. Vikings now 8-8. Fort Loramie was 14-0. Redskins now 15-0. Next game for Fort Loramie at Versailles on Saturday. More than likely, we're going to cover Minster Anna, which should be a real good game at the Anna Gym at 1:30 tip on Saturday. Anna Minster varsity, Anna won 2 years ago over Minster at Anna. Those two schools have been under our radar in terms of coverage the last several weeks, so we're going to follow that game on Saturday afternoon, 1:30 tip for Anna Minster. Fort Loramie back in action again then after Versailles on Saturday afternoon at Versailles, away at another MAC opponent on Monday, St. Henry, away from home. Two very tall clubs, interesting test for Fort Loramie, Saturday and Monday at Versailles and at St. Henry. Redskins now 15-0 with the win tonight over Miami East. The Vikings dropped to 8-8 on the year. It's a good, solid club defensively, especially. A little challenged offensively if Cameron Miller is being defended real well. But Miami East is now 8-8. It's a team which is 6-3 in the Cross County Conference. Next encounter for Miami East is Thursday at Bethel. And our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is Friday night at Fairlawn. Fairlawn Jets host the Botkins Trojans. The two played to an overtime game. We covered it in the first round at Botkins. Trojans pulled it off by a point.
I'm looking forward to that one. It was a very good one. Very two evenly matched basketball teams, and both teams a lot of fun to watch.
That's our Friday night boys game, our Saturday night tilt. Fort Loramie boys on the road at the state's number one D3 team, Versailles. Redskins with some injuries. Damon Mesher back. A couple, three players may be out. Fort Loramie beat New Knoxville last night, the boys did, in a rescheduled game right here at the Fort Loramie gym to go to 9-3. Fort Loramie boys play in the league on Friday evening. Play at Versailles on Saturday night, 7:30 tip. We'll be on the web Saturday evening at 7:10, 1:10 Saturday afternoon for Anna Minster, 7:10 Friday night for Fairlawn hosting Botkins. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where the Fort Loramie Redskins girls have trounced Miami East 80-20.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.